You know what we wondered this morning, Sammy Shah?
What did we wonder?
What book should we be reading?
No, well, we don't have Romney Budge by Charles Dickens, the Two Days, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Dahl's Chickens.
And let us walk through the frame of one Monica Dullard, comedian, librarian, all-round good guy who doesn't have any animal sounds up her sleeve.
Oh, well, actually, what about a horse?
Okay. That was shocking.
We already heard of a authentic horse. We'll have to do better than that.
No, when they're
Jess was incredible.
That's at night when they're sleeping. They just have a rest. Not this is coming from their mouth, by the way. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to look you in the eye and say, how many years comedian? 21? And you don't have an animal impression that you can do?
They've been really good, the ones so far. So I just thought I'd just level show them what was bad so they can see what's good.
It's good for other people's self-esteem.
Yes.
That's exactly. What I do is I exist in the world for other people's self-esteem.
Me too.
What have you got on your shelves for us today?
What is hot in the pops and library land? Number one in fiction is still Normal People by Sally Rooney, 94 reserves. It is long-listed for the Women's Prize for Fiction in the UK, set in Dublin, award-winning author, beautifully written. Look, I had a copy, but a friend just pinched it off me, so I had read 6 pages. Anyway, I'm back on the reserve list, and it's like I love that about libraries. It's like a lay-by. You just lay by your books and eventually you get them. It's not like a afterpay. Better.
Much better.
There has got 6 reserves on the audiobook if you're thinking about that, so I'm just letting you know.
That's a high amount of reserves for even an audiobook, right?
It's not too bad. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, you should get more sometimes, but yeah, that's a good one. And there's only one copy, so, look out. Nonfiction is Becoming by Michelle Obama, as usual. 308 reserves down from 335. Very worthy of the hype. Get yourselves on the list.
I do admire the patience of the people who are at 308 on the list. Who are saying, no, I'm just going to wait. That's well done.
They do. They come up to the counter and say, I'm just going to wait. And I go, great.
I want to go out there and do a psychological profile of the library user that's prepared to wait for 320 people ahead of them in a queue.
Yes, actually, I could do that for you because they come up to me and some of them a bit like that, but mostly they're, very stoic about it. So I could say, what's within your heart?
Can you ask them that?
Of course I will.
Could you do a little love?
Yeah.
Get your phone out. Yeah. Record. Can you record an interview with somebody and find out?
That's my homework. Yep.
Find out how they cope and what their strategies are for knowing they're so far away from the prize.
Get their permission before recording. It turns out we're not allowed to air the interview unless they know that they're being interviewed.
Yes, we've got forms for that too, Sammy, so we could do
I have
that.
Discovered that.
Library forms. So trending new fiction. Okay, so here's my list. So this is the quick one.
Get your pens out,
pens
people.
Out. Save Me from Dangerous Men by S.A. Lachuk. UK, 19th of March, published in 3 reserves. It's a debut crime and thriller novel, highly praised from no less than Lee Child. And it's the first in the series, so everyone's very sort of thinking, ooh, this could be great. If you're a fan of Sarah Paretsky's detective novels, then you will love this one. So
could you repeat the author's name, please?
Save Me from Dangerous Men.
And the author?
S.A. Lachuk.
So S.A.
S.A.
And Lachuk is spelled L-E-L-C-H-U-K.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. UK. Gosh. 3 reserves only, but, it's going to go boom. Ordinary People by Diane Evans, published the 7th of March. 6 reserves. A contemporary love story set in South London. I'm just going to say the hype is that it's shortlisted for the Women's Prize of Fiction UK. It's the highest book award for women writers, and it's getting very high praise from readers as well. So, low reserves yet, so jump in there. And a quick mention to Davy Jones and the 6, a novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid. 23 reserves and only published on 5th of March. Pop culture, a band, huge success. Everyone loved them and then they split and no one knew why until now.
Oh, is it like non-fiction or fiction?
It's a fictional
account
of a band, but it's becoming a film and music soundtrack is on the way, courtesy of Reese Witherspoon. So, but the book is hot.
Yeah. That went deep quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Reese got involved.
Yes, very quickly. She's onto a few things like that.
Hot off the success of Big Little Lies. Her name's, attached to these projects would be good for it. Yeah,
so that's going to go whoosh. And just a quick one, the Children's Book Council of Australia Awards are out. The shortlists are out. Chalk Boy I Love by Margaret Wilde and Mandy Ord. So it's all about a boy who comes to life on the pavement with the help of a street artist and makes the most of his short stay until the rain comes, like last night, and then he doesn't want to be alone when the rain comes to wash him away.
Is Lorraine a person or the rain?
The rain.
It sounds like you're saying when Lorraine comes. And I was like, I hope Lorraine's a great person for him in his life.
I really like Lorraine, but it is the rain. Yes.
Right.
And it's a lovely pitch book. So that's on the short list.
Monica Dullard, have you done it again?
I have, I think.
You have indeed, you have. Don't even question it as you go through the day. And if you're in a library and it might be one that Monica's in, give her a wave and tell her how you feel.